You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Both Director Ray and Merrick Garland have sat there and testified, no, we don't retaliate against whistleblowers. So you followed whistleblower statute protection information regulations through the FBI.
Yes.
And you did that to your supervisors.
Three levels of supervisors.
And the response to that was losing your security clearance, shutting you out, losing your job, taking away your pay.
That's correct.
The leadership of the FBI and the DOJ are corrupt. I will name names. Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland are corrupt.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What have you heard?
What have I heard about what?
About your return. How have they felt about your return?
No, I haven't been gone. I've been voting. Please, either know or don't know.
You're going to stop living alone right now.
I'm not going to that nursing home.
Green Grove is a retirement community, and it's more like a hotel at Captain Teeb's.
Who's he?
Captain owns luxury hotels or something, I don't know.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, the final hour of the week. Thanks for joining us. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer. And thank you again to everybody at FunSpot for hosting our show from 3 to 6 today with Caroline Levitt and, of course, Howie Carr and all of the wonderful people that decided to show up. Thank you so much. I'm sure they had a great time and are going to continue to have a great time, maybe get some pizza, play some pinball, as Howie is quite fond of that, and so much more. So thanks again, and, of course, to our Binny Media affiliates. They and their engineers, they did a great job in getting us on the air. Thank you again so much to all of their help. I'm going to warn you right now, a lot of this hour is going to be old man yells at cloud kind of stuff. It's going to get cranky. I don't know what these kids are about, you know, what's going on. And it's going to be a lot of that. And you're welcome to chime in at 844-500-4242. I'm not going to talk the whole hour about this. I just want to get some stuff off my chest here. And it has to do with a certain concert that's going on tonight. I guess it's tonight in Massachusetts. Big name. And by the way, not the only Taylor that has a concert this weekend, Taylor Swift. I also have a concert this weekend. Well, I'll get to that a little later. But before we get to any of that, one of our most treasured, precious welcome callers is hanging so patiently on the line. And that's our dear, good friend, Mr. Garcia. Mr. Garcia, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Welcome.
Hey, Taylor, how you doing?
Excellent.
Good evening. I want to ask you a question. Donald Trump always say we have to drain the swamp. Mm-hmm. Why he have about 70% all swamp in the cabinet? How are we going to believe Donald Trump again? He's going to hire a good, decent staff. 70% he stabbed him in the back.
Yeah, I know. That's look, Mr. Garcia, that's been my problem with him too. And I'm kind of on the same fence. I think I'm a little bit more over the fence onto the other side than you are right now. But I don't know that I can trust Donald Trump to do anything with any great amount of aptitude. He struggled a lot during his first 4 years. And I'm not saying he didn't have any effort. He certainly gave it quite a bit, but there were a lot of missteps. And even going into the 2020 election, there were a lot of missteps. And I gave him my two chances, and he failed us on the 2020 election. You say it was rigged. I don't care. Whatever. Let it go. It's been through the courts. Nothing's going to happen with the 2020 election, and Trump is still whining about it on Truth Social today. I'm really over it. I still love the guy, and if he gets in through the primary, I will happily vote for him again. But I can't really trust his judgment 100% of the time. He doesn't always have the right people around him, and maybe he'll have his wits about him more so this time. Maybe have some more wise people in his ear, but I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Garcia? Are you going to give him another shot?
Well, yes, I will, but the problem is Kater McConnell's wife. She is China for China. Donald Trump knew she was a China girl, and that's why I'm very sick and tired. Cater a friend to Republicans.
I think a lot of that, Mr. Garcia, he was trying to garner favor. I mean, he was a newbie in Washington, D.C. He had never run for any office before. He was not a politician. And he was trying to get a lay of the land and trying to get his foot into as many doors as possible in terms of friendships and alliances. And he did some of those favors, you know, gave some people, you know, some jobs, and it backfired on him in a lot of ways. They did not pay off the way that he wanted them to, and he was left holding the bag on a lot of things. And there was a lot of turnover in his administration, which I think was a good thing. And he painted that portrait as well, that it's a good thing to have turnover. Look at the Joe Biden administration right now. There's zero turnover. I think one of the only turnovers we've seen right now is Rachel Rollins as the U.S. attorney in Massachusetts. And she's not a cabinet member, but I mean, you've got at least there's a line that's been drawn in the sand with the Biden administration. You've got to go pretty far to get to that line, but Rachel Rollins reached it. Thanks so much for the call, Mr. Garcia. Really appreciate it. 844-500-4242. 207 says, Taylor, Trump's first 4 years were a learning experience for him. He's not a career politician. He didn't know who he could trust and not trust. He'll hit the ground running with his next 4 years. If he gets in, that's fine. You know, my hope, and I don't want the whole hour to be about this because this is kind of the de facto topic, Trump or no Trump, and you know, that's going to be the next 2 years, a year and a half or so. It's you don't need it from me. You've got people like Howie Carr that can handle it a lot better. And I am a dissenting opinion, though. I understand. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't have a ton of faith. The way I see it, I've given him the two chances that I wanted to give him, and for now, I'm moving on until he sees himself through the primary. 844-500-4242 is the number to call. And so here it is. My old man yells at cloud moment. Taylor Swift. Big. You cannot get bigger than Taylor Swift. She is. I mean, this was huge. She had the top 10 Billboard chart filled with her songs this past year. That's an incredible feat. Never been done before. Off of, I believe, one album. Her songs, all of them, charted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, filled up the top 10 Billboard chat slot. Astonishing. Never been done before. So you cannot get tickets to her show in Foxborough tonight. They're gone. They were gone in a matter of seconds. Remember the whole Ticketmaster debacle when she announced her tour and tickets went on sale? They were gone like that. Nobody could get them. They all went to resellers, and you had to pay buco bucks if you wanted to go see Taylor Swift. I'm talking $1,800, $2,000 a ticket, $900 a ticket. You know, it depended on where you were going to go. But people paid a lot of money, money I would never imagine paying to see a show. I don't understand the mentality that it takes to go to a concert these days, especially a stadium concert. I can understand if you're in a theater, you know, in an auditorium somewhere, but a stadium concert, what is the draw? $900, $1,800. One family today or yesterday paid $21,000 for some last minute tickets. $21,000, $21,000. I mean, to some people, that's almost a full year's salary. That's incredible. And that's not going to get you very far these days, especially in this economy. But it is disgusting that people would spend this much money. Now, if you've got it and you want to go, fine. I don't care. That's your prerogative. But you would never, ever see me waiting, first of all, in traffic to get there. People lined up starting at 2:30, I think this morning, or even maybe yesterday morning. I'm not sure. Was it yesterday morning?
Yesterday they were lined up for the merchandise. Like Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the morning they were lined up.
$300 sweatshirts they're selling. $300. Parking. Parking's gone in the Gillette Stadium, and that was coming at a premium as well. But people are, you know, the lots and the yards that are near, around, within mile radiuses of Gillette Stadium, people are charging upwards of $100 for a parking spot. $230, I saw.
Well, also, I know there's a hotel like right near Patriot Place there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess from what I heard, they're charging like $2,000 a room.
$2,000 a room?
And there are hotels within walking distance, so I'm kind of interested to see how much they're charging, because their rates have to have jumped.
I mean, this is... All right, so let's say you've got all the money. You've got all the money in the world. You've got your first-class tickets. You've got your floor seats to Taylor Swift at Gillette Stadium. You've paid buco bucks for the parking spot. You even stayed a night at the hotel before, you know, so you didn't have to deal with the traffic. You've done all that. You're at the concert. It's just blaring. This is the old man stuff here. It's blaring. You can't hear anything. It's noisy. There's people screaming all around you. And what I hate most of all, I've never been to one of these concerts, and I'm not going to go to one of these concerts. And this is one of the reasons why. People in front of you holding up their phones, videoing the entire concert, watching it through their little cameras on their phones. When they're right there, you're right there. Just watch it. Record it with your mind. And then there's always a story. You go to the bathroom, you bump into somebody, watch where you go. There's always a problem. There's somebody causing a ruckus around you. You get beer spilt on. It's just a mess. Why would you ever want to go to such a thing? It's disgusting. I guess I think that just about does it. I'm sure there's more points I could hit on, but I am just astonished that anybody would want to go through the hassle and walk away with what seems to be a fairly mediocre experience. From what I hear, though, Taylor Swift puts on a good show and is great to her fans, and she does them a great service when she's there and tries to make sure everybody has a great time. She's very conscious about her fan base. But you could not pay me. I wouldn't even go to a... Sorry to say it. I'm not sorry to say it. I've been to one Patriots game in my life. It was a preseason game. Hated it. Could not stand it. Traffic, in and out, awful. Won't do it again. Will never do it again. Unless my kids turn out to be huge Patriots fans and I have to lug them to the stadium. Thank God the Tom Brady days are over and there's no reason to go to the Patriots games anymore. 844-500-4242. We'll take a break. Take your calls on the other side. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Welcome back to The Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. 512 says, I'm still recovering financially from seeing Harry Styles in 2021 with my girlfriend. $1,000 each for pretty standard seats. And I'm sure it's not just the cost you're regretting. Isn't Harry Styles the one that wears the women's clothing now?
He's like
a Sam Britton of the pop world. I don't know if he's stealing luggage. I think he could afford to buy his own, though. His music's not that bad. I've heard once in a while I'll tune into the top 40 station that I worked next to just to see, you know, what everybody's up to, because they're all still there. I like hearing their voices. So I've heard... I think his song is Music for a Sushi Restaurant or something. I don't know. 603 says, for many, the Taylor Swift show will be their very first concert, and for some, it'll be their first introduction to sitting in traffic for hours. all those new teenage drivers will be getting broken in. Oh, stay off the roads. 207, I can't imagine the mentality of the Swift world. Fools and their money soon part. I saw Pink Floyd in the old Foxboro, paid $50 and thought I was a fool. $50 for a concert isn't that bad. I don't think I've ever paid over 100. I haven't been to too many concerts in my life. Here's a trivia question for you, Matt. Do you know what my first concert was?
God, I feel like you just told me this. Fleetwood Mac?
No. No, I've been to a Fleetwood Mac concert. My first concert ever that I paid tickets for was Weird Al Yankovic. It was a pretty, he put on a great show.
I was going to say, better be entertaining.
It was very entertaining. 844-500-4242. Ellen, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Ellen.
Hi, I just wanted you to know that when I was 15 in 1975, my sister and I waited 8 hours outside the Springfield Civic Center to get tickets to see Elvis. I wasn't really a fan, but it was Elvis Presley, so we decided to go after school, and we waited for 8 hours. And when we got up to get the ticket, there was only $10 tickets left.
But
it was fun.
You got to see him, though, right?
I did, yeah. Yep.
That's incredible. I mean, that's something you're never going to forget. You don't regret waiting those 8 hours.
No, it was fun. I mean, there was hundreds of people outside waiting for tickets. And actually, the night we saw him, I almost got one of his scarves, but there was an older guy behind me that just leaned over and just grabbed the scarf off. Like, almost.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
$10 tickets. You can't beat that to see Elvis. That's not, I mean, $500, a grand to see Taylor Swift. So you made out pretty good, Alan, and you got to see the king. You can't beat that. I mean, Sinatra would have been better, but still Elvis. I'll throw out some Elvis pride there. Thanks very much for the call, Ellen. Mike, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Taylor, big fan of one you host.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to mention, I'm not sure if anyone saw this, and maybe I'm overreacting, but I thought it was kind of ridiculous. Our now governor issued an official citation recognizing Taylor Swift and her enchanted performances with a bunch of puns.
Really? I didn't see that. I knew that Maura Healey was headed over to Gillette to personally meet with Taylor Swift, but I didn't hear the puns.
Yeah, she posted an official citation, and it says Massachusetts is ready for you and all this other stuff. I mean, is that really what we need to be spending time on?
Oh, is that that's a song title of hers?
Social media, but.
I imagine that it was just a lot of her song titles. Yeah, to me, I've always seen that as the politician inviting themselves to a concert that they didn't buy tickets for, and they get to sneak in, and they get the escort too, so they don't have to wait in that traffic. Thanks very much for the call, Mike. 844-500-4242-978. Taylor, can't you imagine the entertainment room you could build in your home for $21,000? The experience at your home would be way better than any venue. Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, again, I said Taylor Swift is not the only Taylor that has a concert this weekend. I'm going to be at the Capo Supper Club in South Boston this Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. You go online, make your reservations if they're not gone already. Live band, the Ron Poster Trio. It'll be fantastic. I love a live band. So I hope to see you there after you're done recovering from the Taylor Swift concert, if you're going. Hopefully not. We'll be right back. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You want my advice? I don't care if you just said no. I'm going to give you my advice because I'm here and we've got to kill 20 minutes. So that's what I'm going to do. My advice is this. If you're a Taylor Swift fan now, wait the 20 years to see her. It'll be a smaller venue, maybe. But I think the tickets will be a little bit more reasonable. You'll have built up a bank account, hopefully, by then that is able to take the hit of the ticket prices by that point. Nothing in life is guaranteed. I understand that. But do the financially smart thing. If you can't really afford it now, just wait a little while. Because I'll tell you, old people concerts, that's where it's at. I've been to Fleetwood Mac, great time at the Dunk in Providence. We were sitting in the nosebleeds. I didn't know this happened at concerts. I was a very naive kid. I was maybe 18, 19 when I was there. And people were passing around doobies up at the Fleetwood Mac concert. I did not partake. I did not. Secondhand, maybe. I did not partake myself. Frank Sinatra Jr., saw him, talked to him after the show. One of the greatest moments of my life, as I'm sure everybody would imagine. I've seen a lot of old people concerts, and they've all been great because the attendees by then have all mellowed out. They're not high strung, they're not pushing and shoving because people have got arthritis in their elbows and they don't want to hurt themselves. I'm just joking. But it's usually a good time. People have a much nicer attitude about things, and it's just a good old time. 844-500-4242. Kelly, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yes, back to 1976, outside Detroit, my dad would always say no to the first concert request, so I requested Aerosmith. He said no because I knew Peter Frampton was coming. He said yes to Peter Frampton. Fast forward 40 years, I'm in Laconia, sitting in my living room, and my son's got a couple guitars. And he wanders in the room. He says, "Hey, Dad, I was just checking out YouTube. I haven't been to a concert, but I just found this guy. I really want to go see him, Peter Frampton."
Mm.
And I'm laughing. It was 40 years in between my first concert and his first concert. I had never even mentioned Peter Frampton to him, but that was his first show.
That must have been a cool moment as a dad, huh?
Yeah, I was speechless. And I work at the Veterans Home up in Tilton, the New Hampshire Veterans Home, and I booked Chicago. We're going to see Chicago.
Oh, wow.
July 1st. And like one of the band members is 78, and there's a 77 and a 74, three of the original guys.
Mm-hmm.
So some of our folks going, I think, will even be younger than some of the, some of the band members.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's awesome. Chicago was great. I wouldn't mind seeing a Chicago concert, I guess. Thanks very much for the call, Kelly. Great story. 844-500-4242. Susie Q, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Susie Q.
I completely agree with you. I would never go to that concert.
Why?
My last concert, she's a liberal, and I will not spend a dime on any liberal. Even if they wrote a book or anything or a restaurant, nothing. I am dead serious. And I think she's a terrible singer, but that's my opinion.
Oh.
I like jazz.
I don't know that I would hold being a liberal against. I mean, how many... I've got a lot of albums in my collection that are from some pretty hardcore liberals, I think. And, they still sound good. I don't hold that against them. I wouldn't hold my money back because I don't think she's going out and... saying vote for Joe Biden again in 2024. I think she knows a little bit better than that. But that's your prerogative, Susie Q. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Bob.
This is Bob. Just wait one second.
You're telling me to wait?
No. I'm going to tell you two things quickly. The first game I went to, actually, Tommy Holmes. And that 1940, I think it was, he had the batting title. I think it was 29 or 39 home runs. It was the first game. Then I started going with my father. I went to 1948, I think it was. Boudreau was the Cleveland pitcher. Boudreau was the
Oh, I'm not sure, Bob. Yeah. I'm not a sports guy, so I really wouldn't be able to tell you. But thanks. Thanks very much for the call. 844-500-4242. Scotia, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, Tyler. Taylor. Sorry, Tyler.
I wasn't going to correct you because I know you know better.
many years ago when dinosaurs roamed the earth, I used to run record stores. And I got to see a lot of fabulous concerts. And I was sober at them all, believe it or not. And a lot of them were in stadiums. And I paid virtually anything I went to was like $50-$60 at the most. And front seats, no problems. I would never pay that much. The most I've paid for a concert was, and I know you're going to gag, but sorry, I went to see McCartney at Fenway.
Oh, please, no. Hey, I love Paul McCartney and Wings. I hate the Beatles, but I love Paul McCartney and Wings.
Oh, my God. It was like $180. It was sort of in the nosebleed seats. But I wouldn't have traded that moment for anything because there was so much history and all the old people were very respectful. I would never go to any modern concert. And, you know, you could put down payment on the house, for God's sakes, for the amount these people are paying for tickets.
Oh, I know. $21,000 for, I think, 4 tickets this guy spent on his family. I mean, it was pretty, I wouldn't say heartbreaking story, but he bought some fake tickets from a reseller, and, you know, he had to end up shelling out another $21,000 to get real tickets at the last minute. It's just insane. You know, that's what some of the resellers do. They wait until the very last minute, then the most desperately rich people will sneak in and get those tickets. But thanks very much for the call, Scotia. 844-500-4242. Let's mix things up a little bit. I'll go back to the DeSantis conversation for just a moment. Brad, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you. I mean, I'm sorry to say this. I mean, I voted for Trump twice, but, you know, I'd like some new blood in there, and I'm afraid President Trump didn't handle the pandemic very well.
I don't really hold that against him. I think he did the best that he could, given the circumstances. The cards were definitely stacked against him, and we could go into conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory after how or why this pandemic became a thing to begin with. Was it because they wanted to unseat him that badly? They'd unleashed this virus upon the world knowing that he would be blamed for death and destruction of the economy in 2020. I don't know. That's one of the theories that's floating out there. But I don't hold his handling. I think he did a very good job as far as getting the vaccine program into place. Take that for what you will, but I don't think he underestimated the seriousness of the situation, and I also don't think he overestimated people like Fauci. He took Fauci at face value, maybe even less.
Well, that was regrettably a mistake, and now there's a article in Front Page Magazine which said masks were quite harmful, which is, you know, and I tried to wear them as little as possible, even to the point of getting yelled at to put mine on. I mean, I loathe them so much. I mean, but DeSantis, I don't know. DeSantis seems more competent, and I don't know. He wouldn't fall for the tricks President Trump did.
I'll say this: I'm not goo goo gaga over Ron DeSantis. I'm not as exuberant a supporter as I was for Trump in 2016, for DeSantis in 2024. But I'm opting for him because I think he's a lot more level-headed. I don't believe all this stuff when people say, oh, Trump has got him right where he wants him. He's playing 4D chess and he's 18 steps ahead of him. I don't believe that for a second. I think the guy fires from the hip and he just happens to just beat a lot of people into the ground and steamroll people and make them yesterday's news. I don't think, again, I love the guy and I love what he tried to get done for this country, but I think it's time for some fresh blood as well. And I'll get crap for that all over the text line. That's fine. But thanks very much for the call, Brad. 844-500-4242. I will say, I understand he has every good intention in this election as anybody else, more than anybody else. I really enjoyed the CNN town hall that he did a few weeks ago. I thought it was hilarious. I thought he had some very good takedowns. I think he's a lot better prepared this time around than he was in 2020. He's got to put down the rhetoric about the 2020 election, though. It's enough. It's enough. We get it. You think the election was stolen. A lot of people do. I have some questions about the 2020 election, but you know what? Nothing's going to happen. The results aren't going to be turned around at this point. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Linda, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Linda. Okay. Goodbye, Linda. You're too close to the phone. Thanks very much for the call, though. Joseph, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead.
I got two things, but I want the first thing I want to say is about the last concert I went to was ZZ Top and John Fogerty.
Wow.
Excellent concert.
Cool.
And the second thing is I keep hearing everybody about this Trump and DeSantis. I'm not going to say who I'm for, but here in Maine, we just went through the same thing pretty much. We tried to get the old governor, Governor LePage, back as governor.
Yeah.
Did a great job. But the thing is, people remember the past, the mean tweets, the mean saying. And the thing is, we need to try to, not just the Republicans, we need to try to sway some of the independents.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. You know, I understand that there's a lot of support for Trump right now, probably more so than there was in 2020. I have no way of gauging that, honestly, but I just feel that a lot of people really miss the dollar being what it was worth back then compared to what it is now. People miss being able to go to, I don't know, any store and have it fully staffed. People miss having to work only one job instead of three. People miss being able to afford their energy bills. People are going to miss being able to cook on whatever kind of stove they want. People are going to, I mean, the energy bills right now, I'm sure you're seeing the service fees that are being tacked onto it, especially in Massachusetts. They've got some new stuff on there now. Where you're paying basically because you're not green. It's nonsense. People miss a lot of things, and I think Trump is a symbol of what this country could have been had he succeeded the way he wanted to succeed. But 2020 was a big letdown. 2022, another big letdown. This country has, the economy has spiraled since then. We've had bank failures after bank failures. And who knows what's coming on the horizon? They're predicting recession. I mean, some people argue that we've been in this recession for some time now, but the Democrat definition of a recession could be coming later this year. It's unfortunate, but I think there's a lot of groundswell support for Trump right now, or a Trump-like candidate. We'll wait and see. I don't think Trump will have any, I mean, barring anything that'll, and this is what the Democrats are trying to do, take him out of the primary, I don't think he'll have a problem winning it. And I'm okay with at least being given the opportunity to vote who I want for during the primary. And once that's over, if Trump is the candidate, the nominee, I will happily support him. I love what he did for the country. I love what he stood for. I love his enthusiasm and his intentions. His message was not always on point, and that's just something that a lot of us are going to have to grin and bear. But I would support him if he's the nominee. Thanks for that. 844-500-4242. On those notes, we'll take a break and come right back. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
It's such a nice song. It's a great song. 844-500-4242. And by the way, again, if you didn't get Taylor Swift tickets and you still want to see Taylor, you can see me. I'm going to be in South Boston on Sunday. Capo Restaurant and Supper Club. We're going to be downstairs. It's, imagine the scene in Goodfellas, right? Where, what's his name? Oh boy. Ray Liotta is, he cuts the line, goes through the kitchen, and he comes out into the dining space and they bring the table out for him. It's that kind of a space. It's really, really cool. It's West Broadway in South Boston, caposouthboston.com. Make your reservations. Hopefully there's still some available with a live band. It's going to be great. And I'll do the summer wind because it's just about that time of year. 844-500-4242. Dawn, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dawn.
Hi, Taylor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
I was just calling in to share my Taylor Swift concert story. We did not get tickets for this upcoming event, but I did, however...
Your bank account thanks you.
Yeah, it sure does. My husband and I bought tickets years ago, and I can't recall what year it was, but my children were both very young, and she actually had a concert at Gillette. It was back when Justin Bieber opened for her, and he was just a child himself. But it was a really, really good time. The ticket prices were reasonable, and it was just a really great family experience because it was my girl's first concert. And just secondly, my last concert I went to was Stevie Nicks.
She's incredible.
Right around $100. She was so great.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I saw her again with Fleetwood Mac a few years ago at the Dunk. And I mean, as much time that has gone by between the heyday of Fleetwood Mac and today, she still sounded absolutely amazing. I'll never forget that night. Thanks so much for the call, Don. I don't have time for anybody else, but thank you to everybody who called in. And again, hope to see you at Capo this Sunday, the Ron Poster Trio and myself, Sinatra Ambassadors. It's going to be a great time. Have a great weekend. Stay away from 495 in Foxborough.